This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Antonio Daniels, AD, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
I am truly, truly blessed, fellas. My son turned 2 years old today.
Oh, congrats. That's
great. Happy birthday.
Yes, my little man turned 2 years old today, so I am extremely blessed, to say the least.
It's a great age, too. You know, one, they just kind of sit there like a big bowl of mush. You start getting to two and three, and they start asking, well, maybe not two, but you get to like three and four, they ask for themes, whether it's a superhero or, you know, some sort of cartoon. Two is a great age.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
You got it. So we have a lot to hit. Let me start with this, Antonio. You've always been outspoken on important issues, not just the basketball stuff. That you can do when you sleep. We know that. But I want to take us back to when you first entered. I think this is a good starting point. When you first entered the NBA, right, race relations in the NBA locker room and the perception of the world compared to now. How much progress? How different? Take us wherever you want to go with that. But I'm curious how you would connect the two.
Oh, man. How much progress? In NBA locker rooms or in the world?
I would say both, actually. First, start with the locker room.
Actually, to be honest with you, in NBA locker rooms, there's like, and Tiki can speak to this.
Mm-hmm.
Sports is always united.
Yeah.
People from different backgrounds and different cultures and different ethnicities. You know, so the locker room has never been an issue, but it's always an issue when you step out of that locker room into the real world. Because the fact of the matter is, when I'm in that locker room, I'm an NBA basketball player. When I step out of that locker room and into my car, I'm a black man in society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a drastic difference within the two. Sports has always united different backgrounds and different cultures.
Yeah.
And the difference from when I came into the NBA in 1997 to where we sit now 23 years later is there were certain things that were happening in 1997 that are happening today, but no. Social media wasn't present so we could all see it all the time.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Great answer. Let me ask you this then. Because you didn't have social media, so Antonio Daniels, as a lottery pick coming out of Bowling Green, couldn't hop on a tablet or his phone and, you know, expand on topics to the world and let millions of people see it at that point. Were you and your teammates, particularly, you know, the African-American teammates, which is primarily the NBA, were you guys talking about – I know you couldn't communicate it publicly as much, but were you talking about the problems back then or not really?
You were talking about the problems when, you know, someone would come into the locker room and they would share their experience, which led to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the fact of the matter is I know the outlook of what professional athletes are. And contrary to popular belief, everyone doesn't know, nor does everyone care about professional athletics. So people always feel, oh, well, you know what, you're different because you're an NBA basketball player. Again, when that uniform comes off in that locker room and you step out into the world, you're just another black man. I've been pulled over numerous times for DWB, for driving while black. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Mm-hmm. That's a part of life. Now that I am blessed to have a son, this hits me more. It hits me different.
Yeah.
To have a son that turns 2 years old today and to think about how this world will view him as he gets older. I know how I'm viewed today at 45 years old, and I've accomplished a lot in my life. I am a loving husband, a loving father. I am a present father. I'm educated. I've done a lot with my life. But that doesn't matter. So I wonder, if I'm seen like this in 2020, how will my son be seen in 2040? Mm-hmm. How will my son be seen in 2030? If I'm seen as a threat, how will he be seen as a threat? Or we have an opportunity as parents now. We have an opportunity as parents to speak into the lives of our children. And what I mean by that is this, fellas. What are you telling your children at home to make sure when they become of age, they won't hate my child? What am I telling my child at home to make sure when he and my daughters become of age that they won't hate yours?
Yep.
All the things that we are talking about are that we are discussing are passed down from generation to generation.
That's right.
And this has the opportunity. This generation has the opportunity to be the generation to stop this unhealthy cycle.
Good stuff, dude.
That's right. Solidify the social contract that we always talk about. Now, Antonio, I think, you know, just to expound on BT's question, in football it's different because the predominant names, like the guys that you know that are, you know, elite, are the quarterbacks, and a lot of them are white. In the NBA, it's not that way. Like the dominant names, the ones that everybody, they're black. But I ask you, you know, the conversations, you know, that are happening now with white players in locker rooms, what are those like? You know what I mean? Like what? Because we had this conversation about Drew Brees earlier today, and it's not that Drew is bad in any sense of the word. He's got not a bad bone in his body, but he couldn't articulate it the right way, and it's like an lack of understanding in a sense, even though he's been around African Americans probably his whole life, you know, from Purdue and then obviously in the NFL for as long as he's been. What's the white athlete? How are they processing all of this, or how should they be processing all of this?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I have no right to tell white athletes how they should process this the same way white athletes don't have the right to tell me how I should hurt or how I should be angry. I can tell you from a black man's perspective, I don't think the white man's voice as far as an ally has ever been more powerful. You know, I have a lot of white colleagues of mine that have reached out, a lot of white friends of mine that have reached out to talk to me about everything that's going on within this world. And I tell them, you know what? Do not feel guilty for being white. The Lord embraces diversity. It says in the Revelations, all tribes, all languages, and all people. The Lord embraces diversity. Do not feel guilty for being white. Feel guilty for being silent. Because I know for us, the world has always heard our voice. We've always had to deal with this. But the difference now, as opposed to years past, is when you look at some of these silent protests and when you look at some of the riots that are taking place, it's not just us. It's multicultural. It's multi-ethnic. There are a lot of allies out there that are using their voice because the world has always heard our voice. Mm-hmm. Other voices need to be heard, because their voices are extremely powerful.
So that's Antonio Daniels. Really good stuff on that. I wanted to obviously get your thoughts on what's most important right now. We'll do a couple of the basketball questions at least here. But Antonio, SiriusXM, NBA Radio, lottery pick back of the day, 1997 Bowling Green, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, TV analyst. So you're still doing the Pelicans and the Thunder, so you're busy.
No, not the Thunder.
Not the Thunder.
Not
I mean
the Thunder. I'm just the
Pelicans.
Yeah, just a color analyst for the Pelicans. Yes,
You know. So to get to basketball, what's this going to be like for you? Because the Pelicans are part of the 22, and we know why. Because we're going to manipulate this however we can to get the Pelicans and some of these young teams that don't have really a shot to win a championship, but we want to see them for eight games, and maybe even a play-in game. play-in series, I should say. You know, how is this going to work for you all as broadcasters? Because I think it's going to indicate a lot of what this is going to look like.
Right, and we're not sure yet. You know, from what I know, we would be calling the games. I'm not sure where from what this will look like. This is the thing about what COVID-19 has brought and has given to all of us. This NBA is going to look completely different than what any of us are accustomed to. We're not accustomed to the NBA looking or resembling the NBA Summer League, and that's what it will look like. You know, you'll have a game at 1, and then a game at 4, and then a game at 7, and then a game at 9.
It's like AAU.
Seeing that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's like AAU. We don't know where we're going to be calling the games from. No idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be from Orlando. I don't know if it's going to be from New Orleans. I'm not sure if it's going to be from Dallas. I have no idea. All that we know right now is the same thing you know, in the sense that after the meeting today, the governor's meeting, the board of governors meeting that they voted on, now we're just waiting on the players to vote as well, which we all think that that will happen tomorrow, and then we'll get back to playing basketball. It's going to be different. It is going to be different. The NBA is going to look a little different, but I think the most important thing right now with Adam Silver and the brain trust of the NBA is to get the NBA back out there. They've been proactive and in the front of everything. So if you go back to March, when the NBA shut down, everything shut down after that. Mm-hmm. And I know the NBA wanted to have a hand in being one of the first leagues to be proactive in the fact of getting back on the floor, getting back out there, and to take every possible precaution to aid players and their families from COVID-19. They've done a lot. I'm not going to lie. If we would have had this conversation 2.5-3 months ago, I would have told you that I did not see the NBA coming back.
And neither did I.
And they solved a lot of the major issues. Mm-hmm. Now the most complicated thing is, what will the schedule look like? That was the most complicated piece now. Yeah. Which, well, back then, would have seemed like the simplest.
Yeah.
Piece. You know, let me ask you this. So you have a championship. You beat my Knicks back in 99 with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Should the champion, whomever emerges, should they be viewed differently in the historical context of the NBA? No. Why not?
No. And here's the thing. Why?
Well,
it's not like any of the 22 teams that are returning are dealing with something that the other team hasn't dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that has happened that has been given any team any clear-cut athletic advantage. So why would there be an asterisk by it? You know, because
home court, travel, right. Home court, you know, I mean.
But here's the thing. Nobody has home court. And Tiki will tell you, in playing this sport, there are a number of things that have to happen for teams to win championships. So should the Toronto Raptors have an asterisk by their name because Kevin Durant got hurt and Klay Thompson got hurt? Should we, in 1999, have an asterisk by our championship because Patrick Ewing got hurt? No. That's what. That's what.
Yeah,
you know, we could have. What do people expect to happen? Oh, Patrick Ewing's out. Oh, no. Wait a minute. No. We don't want to play until the Knicks are fully healthy. So we want to hold off the NBA. No, you play who's in head. You play who's in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what this NBA, like I said, it's not everybody's inconvenienced. All 22 teams that are returning, organizations, families, coaches, players, stars, role players, everybody's inconvenienced, but they're all dealing with the same thing.
Gotcha. True. Hey. T, did you have one quick one or not?
No, okay, that's good. It. I was going to say, the only thing that will make it like feel odd is if like LeBron or Kawhi, somebody gets COVID and doesn't play at all.
I said the same thing today on our show. Right. Yep. Now, that's different.
Yep.
That's different. Like, but what can we do? You know?
Nothing.
I said that same thing on our show today.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame if you make it all the way to the NBA Finals or the Western Conference Finals, the next thing you know, one of the star players in this league who has the offensive responsibility on his shoulders to lead his team, if they contract COVID-19. But what is the opponent supposed to do?
Yeah, you're right.
You got to keep playing.
In front of them.
No, I got you.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, we got to run here. I appreciate you throwing me a little bone, maybe making me feel better. But Ewing was shot. Even if Ewing was healthy in 99, those knees were done. You guys were going to win. We all know Pat was done.
I won't say that. I will never say that. I will never say that publicly out loud.
you don't have to. I said it for you. AD, congrats on your little guy's birthday. Really good things to chew on. Great conversation as always, buddy. Good having you back on the show.
All right. Anytime, fellas. You guys have a blessed one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.